all this time we were all owned by the Pitt Rivers estate. We all paid rent to the Pitt Rivers estate. And it was a big expense for them, you see, to put all the cottages onto water closets. They were their cottages, so they had to do it. Well, they would have had to do it, except that they decided they couldn't afford it. So they put the village up for sale.
So that was in the early 50s?
Yes, 58 actually, later 50s.
Oh, late 50s.
Yes, yes. Can't remember the actual year when the sewage came, it must have been about 56, 57, I think. And so then you know, you've heard the story of the great sale, of course, and that was really a sort of Hardy type thing, you know, with a great marquee down on the on the field down Corncrake Meadow, as they call it. Down we all went all day while they auctioned things. And, well, it fell to us to buy this house. We had no option, actually, because the school managers decided they couldn't afford it, and so on. And it went on, and we had to bid for it ourselves, which we didn't. We found it rather terrifying because we really had no money behind us to buy it. But the result was that I had to go back to teaching, and I started to teach again in 1958.
The tenants get a priority to bid for
their
own cottage.
Yes, they did.
But how did that work?
Unfortunately, we weren't sitting tenants. We were only what was called the occupying schoolmaster, and the tenants were the managers. They would have had a good option, but ours was not. I won't tell you the price, but I expect most people know, because they go through these catalogues and everybody knows how much everybody paid for their house, but we won't go into that. But we weren't in quite such a good position as other people because we weren't sitting tenants. We were only occupying schoolmaster or something. But the sitting tenants, yes, they were very fair. In fact, I think they were very fair to us, quite honestly. We felt altogether they were fair, the Pitt Rivers. And they gave various things to the village, like the playing field that became, you know, village property and so on, bits of things they gave. Oh, and of course, one of the big things that happened at that time was that the parish council bought the beach, you see, because that was on the market too. And Mr. Howarth, he was chairman of the parish council, and he organised a trust for the village to buy the beach, and they sold shares. Well, they were 200 a time, £200. Well, I'm afraid we didn't join in. Quite a few of the people from the bigger houses, you know, managed to put a stake in and bought the beach. It was known as the Hive Beach. And it belonged to the village for quite a while until finally, of course, it was sold to the National Trust later. If it hadn't been that the parish council had bought the beach, we would probably have had Butlins or something. It wouldn't be the same village as it is now, you see. That was an awfully good move on Howarth's part. I don't know how much they paid for it, but there again, I think it was a fair price. And the people who'd put their stake in were paid back, but I don't think any of them ever made any money. I don't know how they thought they were going to make any money, but they didn't. But I think they broke even in the end.